Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Landry and Abigail. Okay, that's the show today. As we head down the stretch towards the football season, Landry Locker taking over for Lance today. Lance is having a procedure today, and we wish him nothing but the best, my good friend and cohort for 25 years now, over 25 years now. Landry Locker wanted him to come in, hanging out, doing his, a lot of podcast work.
Yeah, digital. Locker room on YouTube. Been going to every Texans practice, enjoying it. The heat's down, and then we're about 2 weeks from the season, so I'm excited. Shout out to Lance, though. There's a lot of procedures that kind of, this one doesn't seem as bad. Like, I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Yeah, he'll be okay, but he's got to get this done, and it was early. He had to be there at 5:30. He was moaning about that yesterday. I got to be there before I have to be at the show. Are you kidding me? My man likes his sleep. So are you going to be okay talking about something other than the Texans?
I'm going to be good.
Are you sure?
I don't think there's any mandate or anything like that.
There is a mandate.
You're giving me the hard time.
Don't tell me there's no mandate.
There's no mandate.
Okay.
There's definitely not a mandate.
Are you guys allowed to talk about anything else?
We're allowed to. It just has to be like a certain percentage. You know, you gotta
play the hits.
Play the hits. So I figured we were starting with the Nickelback today. That's just what I said. As soon as we were going Nickelback, and then we were going to talk about who's going to be in at the one tech and Kurt Heinisch's knee injury.
Right.
Where we're starting?
Well, you guys, wait a minute. Playing the hits. The Astros were winning World Series, and you guys are talking about a 2-14 football
this
team.
That is a lie. That is slander right there. That is a lie from Mr. Granato right there.
And my goodness, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, man, that game last night. I'm telling you, that lineup that they have against lineup that Joe Espada's got to throw out there. I cannot blame. I mean, when you've got guys that are, I mean, look at Jake Meyers. What a disaster he is. Why? Jose Altuve came in and pinch hit. Why Jose Altuve is sitting around is another story. Ben Gamel, Whitcomb, you know, you've been at DeCenzo. That the Astros are in first place is amazing. Is amazing right now because this lineup that they've got without Kyle Tucker in it, without Yordan for stints, without Altuve, without Bregman. I mean, for times what this lineup has had to go through is amazing. Chaz McCormick is a disaster. He's just simply a disaster. I don't know how you could bring him to the plate anymore in any kind of meaningful at bat. So,
with all that said, they're in first place.
They're
3.5 up in first place.
And they took the Phillies. I mean, it's all about their pitching. They've been fabulous. The starting pitching especially has just been fabulous. But when you look at Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Baum, Castellanos, I mean, Stott, Real Muto. This lineup against the Astros, Marsh homered last night. That dude needs to wash his hair. I really would like to see that someday. I don't know how you compete with this lineup if you're the Astros right now. Anyway,
this kind of feels like the treading water area of the schedule because I mean I think you obviously got two more with the Phils and then the. the 11 games after that, once we get to like the final 3 weeks of the season, I don't know if you feel like they're going to run away with the division. I feel like it's going to be close. I just feel like it's that type of season. I feel like you got too uncomfortable and then maybe you got too comfortable. This right here, if you can just play 500 ball in the next 11 games, I think you're going to be fine. But this is, I don't want to call it a danger zone, but this is where it could get a little bit more interesting. And quite frankly, based on everything that you said, it wouldn't be the craziest thing to think this thing goes down the stretch.
No, this team is going to run away with the division. There's no problem.
What is running away? What will their lead be?
Double digits. There's no question in my mind. There's no question in my
See,
mind.
See, you take the Rudy T thing too far. I feel like many people like myself underestimated the heart of a champion earlier this year when the Astros' backs were against the wall. I was comparing Joe Espada to David Culley. Might owe him an apology for that.
You owe him a big apology for that.
And then now I kind of feel like you're taking it to the other extreme. I kind of feel like you're overestimating the heart of a champion.
No. Listen, these guys are all, I mean, when you're talking about Bregman and Altuve and Alvarez and, Yiner is fantastic. Pena, you're talking about guys that know how to win and will win. They were much better than they showed it early in the season. This is a better, and the Mariners suck, by the way. Mariners just suck.
Dead team walking.
They're terrible. So and the Rangers, nice job defending your World Series championship.
I think that's going to go down as the most irrelevant championship of all time. And I was actually on out there, and I'm not even saying this to be like a troll, disrespect. I've never really gotten into like the Houston Dallas like back and forth, but I do think like if you just lay out the team championships, it's the most irrelevant that you will ever see, because not only do you look at that squad and see that it was a fluke based on what happened the next year, none of those guys are Rangers. Like there's like with the Astros, you could look at Altuve and say this guy's go all the way down the list. Like Evaldi's a Red Sox, Bochy's always going to be a Giant. Like there's no attachment. That's going to go down as perhaps the most irrelevant championship in the history of sports.
Well, the Marlins, two championships where they bought those.
But they at least bought them.
Yeah, right.
And it was new. And right. It was at least established. They right. bought it.
Well, by the time it's all said and done, Seager will be. He and Simeon will both be 10-year guys. So they'll be Rangers.
That Marlins title was pretty exciting, though, especially the first one. The first one was pretty exciting.
Well, the most irrelevant championship ever is the 20 Dodgers.
Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah. No. They finally were able to come through because there was nobody there.
In Arlington, too.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the most irrelevant ever. Every L.A. And I'm an L.A. guy. But both the Lakers during COVID and the Dodgers during COVID, they're irrelevant. They just no one cares. No one cares about those championships. The Lakers and the Dodgers, you both suck. So, Landry Locker's in studio here, and young Abigail is here as well. Hi, Abigail. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, John?
Good. You survived yesterday. Did you go home and nap? Were you tired, or did you go work out?
I actually had my second job, so I worked after the shift.
You got too many jobs, Abigail.
I know.
What's the deal? What's the second job?
So, I work for Prime Energy, like Logan Paul, KSI.
Oh, look at that. That's hip right there.
Prime Energy?
You don't know about that?
I don't know about it.
You don't see
really?
That at the
like
gas
Logan
station?
Paul, the MMA, like UFC fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns Prime.
And what do you do there?
So I do like field marketing. So basically talking to people about the product.
And you go out there and sell the product?
Yeah, to like different gyms and different businesses.
Basically
bringing brand awareness.
Oh, it's okay. It's an energy drink?
It's a big deal.
Or is it powder or what?
Energy drink, and then there's a hydration. All the little kids love the hydration drinks.
Man, you just jumped on that Logan Paul train.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, he is like huge.
He is. Yeah, him and his brother.
Well, I was at a party in, I hate to
say. Oh, look at this.
I was at a party in LA.
It only took seven minutes.
I was at a party in LA and Jake Paul was there.
Oh, wow. Really? Did you say hi to him?
No, I didn't say hi to him. I wouldn't know him if he was on my big toe. I honestly would not know who. But somebody goes, oh, there's Jake Paul's here. I was like, oh, good. Who's he?
Oh.
I'm not. But, well, good for you. How did you get this job?
So I started, the marketing started up in October, and so I've ever been an OG ever since.
So you go from gym to gym and sell it?
Mm-hmm. Basically, or just talk about the product. If they don't know it, I'll just tell them what is all in it and just like seeing if they want to buy it.
And then you get a quick workout in at their gym?
No.
No?
Not usually.
How are you going to win your bodybuilding contest if you...
I work out after.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, that's dedication. That's way too much work, it sounds like to me. She's got one job here, then she goes to another job, and then she works out.
Keeps it fresh, though.
Nah, yeah, we ain't
I'm
doing
always
that.
Out.
No, me and you, hey.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay, not anymore.
No,
that's
no,
for sure.
No, we ain't doing all that. You're young Abigail. That's why she's young Abigail, because she's still out there hungry.
I'm surprised you don't know about Prime, though.
I don't.
It's like it's probably the second most shelf of hydrating drinks now, like Gatorade, and then there's that. Like it's
really, I've never seen it. Abigail, yeah. Bring some product in.
I know, I need to. I actually brought Sean some because he wanted some.
It's
so
good, man.
Mapes?
Yeah.
Well, what's Mapes. He hydrating for?
He yeah. wants energy drinks. His,
really?
For,
what
for
is that?
For playing NCAA football game?
He needs energy drinks for that. I brought him energy drinks.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Sean. So his fingers could work faster?
Yeah, they need to go faster. Oh, so,
goodness. Landry, for the first time ever, I have a co-host who sent me an entire, couple pages
yeah.
of stuff to talk about
it's
on the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Lance never, ever,
oh, okay.
ever has done that.
Well, y'all have earned that. The Hall of Famers, you know, you can kind of get to that point. I haven't gotten to that point yet, but, you know, that's just old habits die hard type of thing. I was just happy to come in here and just hang out with you, but I didn't want to come in empty handed. So I did send like some things, just in case.
Yeah, no, you know, that's great. That's like I said, I've never had that before. So that's pretty cool. And a lot of it is Texans related, and we will talk a lot of Texans.
Yeah. When
here.
Are we getting into the one tech?
Your biggest, you're out there at practice every day. Your biggest concern?
My biggest concern is the O-line. I still think, I know people, and I've heard John McClain say this, and I shout
what
out.
What did he say? John McClain.
It can't get any worse. The offensive line can't get any worse. How many times have we said that around here? And maybe this is PTSD, but as I'm watching this offensive line, I don't think it's going to be terrible. But I don't know how long it's going to be it because Titus Howard can't stay on the field. Shaq Mason's moving like kind of an old offensive lineman does. He looks okay. And then Laremy Tunsil, he was banged up last year. So I actually think we could get to a situation where this is more of a passing squad. I don't have the confidence in this O-line to be really, really, really good. I think it can be okay. I don't think it's going to be really, really good. And I think that could be the one thing that kind of holds them back. As we're looking at, because I'm watching camp and I'm like, damn, who is that? And then you look down, oh, Mario Edwards. He's been in the league 10 years. He looks like Warren Sapp out there. On one hand, you want to say, well, they're geniuses. They just found a guy that's been in the league for 10 yards. But then on the other hand, you say, well.
He won that job against this offensive line.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think it's the same old, same old. The O-line concerns me. And then I think they probably got a little bit of depth. Issues at cornerback. You feel good about the top two. I think it's probably, but this is probably as bad from three down that I felt about the corners, even going back to like the Coley Lovie Smith time. So corner and offensive line, but the offensive line I am a little bit more concerned about than I thought it would be.
You know, I'm okay. So as far as the offensive line goes, it couldn't have been worse than last year with all the injuries that they had.
And they may do.
And yeah, and they still won the 10 games. They're playing better teams now. There's no question about that. But hopefully that they'll stay healthy. And hopefully Kenyon Green will actually be able to play. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see if he can. He looks like he's better at pass protection than he was his rookie year because he was awful. He was awful his rookie year. And maybe Kendrick Green is going to be that guy. Shaq, you know what? As long as they work as a unit, I think they'll be just fine. I'm not worried about, yeah, I guess opening up some holes, but Cam Akers didn't look like he needed some holes, and he was able to find some space against lesser competition, no question. So we'll see about that. I'm worried about the interior of the defensive line in that, you know, stopping a run.
Yeah, I mean, there's no depth there. And we wondered, you know, is that going to be something that they did in the draft? So there's no depth. Like, at this point, Heinisch could make the team. And it's like, that dude. I mean,
He makes the team every year.
And you don't think he is. Like, he's just still there. You look up and he's right there. I know he has the knee injury. But, yeah, the interior of the D-line could be an issue as well. I think they're going to be so good on the edge. And I don't have – I'm sure Lance can speak better to that than me. I don't like – they say sometimes a pass rush can make a secondary better. I do wonder if elite edge guys can free up stuff for the interior guys because if there's any science to that, I think you can make a case that maybe their starting edge guys are as good or better than their starting wide receivers, and their wide receivers are among the best trios in the league. So yeah. I think that's the one thing that's encouraging, but I'm with you.
I think that the corners are going to be better because they are going to put more pressure on the quarterback. And so you don't need 6-7 seconds to cover a guy because they're going to be, you know, the pocket's going to be collapsing on them. So I think that will help. Those edge guys are going to help the defensive backs. And so I'm not as worried, although I'm not crazy about Petrie in the slot.
That's kind of weird because the Petrie thing in the slot, it's cool. I guess it's better than it was. But now you take your eyes back and you say, okay, Eric Murray's a starting safety. Do I feel good about that?
No.
So now it's Eric Murray is a starting safety. And oh, by the way, we know that they're running base defenses like in the preseason. It's hard for me to imagine that Shane Steichen for Indianapolis isn't going to find some way to put Jalen Petrie on one of their receivers in the slot.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine that that's just going to be a smooth 100% great process.
Yeah, we'll see. 7:14, we're just getting it started. If you want to call in, 713-780-3776. Landry Locker in for Lance today. Abigail in for Dell today. I'm the only one that cares about this show. I'm the only one at this station that cares about the show. Probably the only one in this city that cares about this show, if you want to know the truth. That's
not true.
That
is not true.
Here is, I know who I care about. I care about Chastain Ford. I love Chastain Ford. I am buying all my vehicles from Chastain Ford. I'm telling you here and now, if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, and right now, how about the Bronco Sport? What a great starter car for your 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old. This is a great car, great gas mileage, $299 a month on a lease. So, you know, who knows what they're going to do with it, with a vehicle. They're going to want it after 3 years. No. So you lease it for 3 years. You got $299 a month. It's just the best deal that you can get. This is a wonderful way for them to start and get not real relatively inexpensively. Look, if you're looking for any kind of vehicle, I don't care what Ford car or truck it is, the XLT right now, I mean, you got great deals on that right now. $4,500 cash waiting for you with that right now. No down payments on Lightning right now. It's ridiculous, all of the deals that you can get at Chastain Ford. I love them. You will love them too. They're not going, it's no hard sell. They don't have to sell, push. I hate that. I hate that at a dealership. It's the exact opposite when you go to Chastain Ford. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
.719 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Landry Locker. Were all the other Syracuse sports radio robots in the shop?
I've never even been to Syracuse. That's actually kind of
insulting. Where did you go to school?
So I let the family down to not get into Texas. So I went to Oklahoma State for a semester.
Oh, nice.
And then I was going to go to Mizzou, but I ended up in Lubbock. So yeah, I've never been to Syracuse. I guess that's a compliment because that's like a big broadcasting school, supposedly. But yeah, I've never been to Syracuse in my life. Wow. Ever.
Lance is not having an embalming procedure done today. He's alive and well. He's fine. It's not true.
You don't know that though.
I don't know that.
He just went under, so know that. You cannot make promises that you do not know.
He's not getting transition surgery. Now, see, you people are bad. You're bad people.
But if he was?
If he was, I'd accept him.
Okay.
If he was, I'd accept and love him. Like, love is a strong word.
What would his name be? From Lance to what? What would we?
I don't know that I want him to come back, and that's what people call him. Whatever it is we decide.
Bruce.
Because then he'd be like, wait a minute, you had me having transition surgery? Is that what you had? Is that what you did? Okay, while I was lying on that table, risking my life, is that what you're doing? No, he's not getting transition surgery. And I don't know, what was a good name? Mary Kay, would that be a good name?
From
Barbara?
Lancey?
Lancey? Lancey's a guy's name.
I mean, if you ask
Lacey.
Why,
how about Lacey?
Lacey.
Lacey's airline.
That'll be it.
Yeah. Okay. We did it. I'm sorry, Lance. So you had some other notes in there about stuff that you wanted to talk about with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, the 53.
Yeah, the 53 is interesting. I don't think Robert Woods will be. I think Mechie makes the team.
Yeah, I trade Mechie at this point, given that he did what you asked him to do. Like when the coach comes out and publicly says, I want to see you perform in a game and you perform in two games, I think you're safe. Plus, you hear CJ talk about him. They have him under contract for 2 years. I think Mechie's safe. I think Hutchinson should be safe, too.
I think so, too. But that means no Noah Brown?
I think Noah Brown's safe, too, I would think. And then I think that Woods and Sims would be the guys that are out. Like, if you're keeping six receivers, obviously the top three, and then Mechie, Hutchinson, and Noah Brown. I don't know how hurt they think Noah Brown is. I've heard that he might be able to come back relatively soon. You can't really rely on him. But who knows? The other thing is Case Keenum. They changed the rule back yesterday, which was weird, where you can't just stash the guy. He counts on the 53-man roster if you keep three quarterbacks. So I don't know what that means for Keenum and whether or not they keep Case around or not. I think he's going to be one of the next coaches. I think when Slowick or Gerard Johnson leaves, I could see Case being like the QB coach. But I guess he thinks he can still play. I don't know. I would kind of argue against that. But
yeah, I don't think there's any question it's Davis Mills' job. And as a matter of fact, Tim Boyle outplayed him too.
He did.
So I don't know. We'll see whether or not what they're going to do with that. And what do you do with Dameon Pierce?
I think he stays, and I don't know. I think they keep four running backs. The Dameon Pierce thing is kind of an eye roll for me because you hear D'Amico Ryans go up there and say, well, you know, the blocking hasn't been that good. And it's like, well, that's the same thing I heard last year. And then I saw Singletary go out there and it looked a lot better. So I don't know what, for some reason they like him. I think Akers stays too. But I think Pierce hangs around, and maybe they try to upgrade. Maybe there's some sort of trade. But it is funny because it just seems like the goalpost keeps moving with reasons why Dameon Pierce doesn't look serviceable as a running back.
Yeah, I would think that Goodman Wally is going to be here too, teams guy.
Yeah.
So you got four wide receivers. You got three quarterbacks. You got six wide receivers. Four running backs, three quarterbacks. You're running out of guys now.
Then ten O-linemen. I think you keep five ends. I think you keep five defensive ends. I think Jerry Hughes is safe.
Three tight ends. You got the fullback.
See, I don't know whether they need a fullback or not. I actually asked D'Amico about this yesterday because we've seen them function without fullback, and they're asking Stover and they're asking Jordan to go in the backfield and move around, and we see Mixon run without a fullback. Like, it's not like they got Kyle Juszczyk. I like Andrew Beck, but I guess they keep Andrew Beck around. Maybe he starts out on IR, but I don't know how fullback dependent this team actually is.
How about Skoronek?
I think he's gone. I think he might be able to hang around.
I don't think
the
he did much this preseason to win a job.
Nah, he didn't do, especially not on this squad. Like if this were the Texans from 2 or 3 years ago, yeah, maybe we're talking about that. But I don't think at this point Skoronek makes it.
Yeah. And then you mentioned a little bit earlier Eric Murray. Well, Kalen Bullock's going to be on the field.
Yeah, he's going to be on the field for sure in certain situations. I do think it's Eric Murray is going to be your starting deep safety, however that makes you feel. You talked about Hynes being around. Remember how ridiculous I think Lance was kind of laughing at the Murray contract at the time when King Bill and Jack Easterby were just handing out contracts after Hopkins. Who would have thunk that we'd be talking about Eric Murray not only being on the ball club, but pretty much being with Jalen Peach, your closer to the line of scrimmage, your starting nickel safety or starting deep safety.
There wasn't it Eric Murray that Davante Adams just destroyed a few years ago?
Yes.
And he kept putting Eric Murray on Davante Adams in the slot. And was like, what are you doing? Yes. And now he's that was
COVID, man.
Yeah, that was the defensive lineman that's got another defensive coordinator job right now.
Anthony Weaver. Yeah.
Anthony Weaver. And I thought, Anthony Weaver, what are we doing? My goodness, you can't do that. Well, they proved that they could get even worse with Amari Cooper last year and the game that he had against them.
In fairness, they adjusted and put Stingley on him the whole time. What a concept.
Yeah, wouldn't that be?
Yeah, that was
maybe
a good idea.
Maybe he wouldn't have set an NFL record.
That was insane.
That was just crazy. I didn't think it could get any worse than Eric Murray on Devontae Adams, and then Amari came along last year. I'm not worried nearly as much about the corner. I mean, I think Kamari Lassiter is going to be
good.
I hope he's going to be really good. It looks like he could well be. And again, the defensive line is going to help them tremendously where they didn't last year. Will Anderson did, but Jerry Hughes on that side or whatever. And oh, by the way, yeah, who are the backup defensive ends?
The backup defensive ends. I think you got Anderson, Hunter, Barnett, who's looked pretty good. And then Hughes, and then I put Ali Gay. That was kind of like a controversial type of thing. Ali Gay, I think he's kind of like a project. I do think that they could end up replacing him. You know, Danico Autry is going to be back, so he gets pushed to the side. But I put Ali Gay on there because I think he can play some special teams. But I mean, the back end of the D end is pretty.
Well, isn't Danico going to have to move inside too?
Yeah, he's going to be inside, outside, all over.
Yeah, all
but
over.
One of those guys could be disposable because of that, but that's going to be that's a long ways away. So
in your linebackers,
the linebackers I put Harris, obviously we don't know if he's going to be good. Azeez Al-Shaair, he's going to be fine. Toto, don't like him in coverage too much, and then Hanson and Neville Hewitt. So that would be the five linebackers.
And yeah, but is Harris going to start? He might start,
I don't
on
know.
The IL.
See, I would feel better about Harris if he had never stepped on the field. We were at practice and he was out early, and then he was working on the side, and then he comes back and he practiced for like 15 minutes and all of a sudden he's hurt again.
Yeah.
So if I would have never seen him, I would feel a little bit better about that. But when you come back and then you're gone in 15 minutes, that's a little bit of a concern, especially for a guy. I think most people anticipated that that's going to be the guy that elevates his game and steps it up a little bit.
That's a big loss too. I think he was so good at the end of last year.
Oh,
holy
great.
Crap. He was really good. So, I would love to see him back, and the way that he under D'Amico, what a step he took last year, and he and Azeez, I think that linebacking core will be fantastic when they get them all healthy. 713-780-3776. You got any questions? You're more than welcome, Dominic. Let's get him in here quick before the break. Hey, Dominic, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Lifelong fan in New Jersey. A lot of painful years. This is by far the most excited I've been going into a season, but I just want to express my concern for the depth in the linebacker position and secondary. Guys, we're relying on Derek Stingley, who I think could have an all-pro season when healthy, but when is he proven that? And then you're putting a lot of pressure on Kamari Lassiter. So, guys, if one of those go down, we're looking at games at the end of the season, 40-30s, that we're going to be losing. And with the linebackers, Christian Harris, I'm concerned about, so when you have Super Bowl aspirations like our beloved Texans do, you got to go for it all. You got to be all in. So Landry says they're going to be hitting the streets, and I hope that's correct. So aside from getting this 53 right, I want to see them active these next couple days.
I think they will be.
Yeah,
sure. I think they will be. He said Super Bowl. I'm not going there yet.
I'm there.
I got to see. Oh, you're there.
Super Bowl, Landry.
I'm with you, Dominic.
Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. Look at.
Well, I've got higher aspirations than, you know what? If you make a playoff run, I mean, if you're good enough. You've got the weapons now. We'll see how the offensive line holds up, and we'll see how those corners hold up. But I don't see there's any reason why you in January you can't beat some of these good football teams.
See, I like this.
Yeah, so
I like where your head's at.
Yeah. So you win a couple of games, and all of a sudden against good football teams, and all of a sudden you're right there, and you're playing for a championship for the first time ever. Right now, and I think D'Amico's the guy to bring him there, too, by the way.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man. I think he's the straw that stirs the drink. I know CJ gets the love. I think it's all possible because of D'Amico.
Yep, I agree. Time to talk about HRP right now. I was with Chris Fisher last night, as a matter of fact, and appreciated Chris. Thanks for we were hanging out. We watched the game, but that's just how it is with HRP. I'm telling you, you're going to make friends with these people because they're just – it just seems like – I mean, they're part of your business. They really, really are. When you get the bottom line of what they do for you and how much money they save you. You're gonna love those guys. I'm telling you. We go to their. They have a crawfish boil every year, and all of the clients that they have, everybody shows up because they just want to be there. They want to be around, and they appreciate what they do for them and their business. There's some admin companies that, you know, I really do take advantage of you. Okay, they're throwing their benefits packages. They're throwing your 401ks at you. And you know, they may not be the best choices for your business, but that's okay. Those are the ones that they have, and those are the ones that they make money off of. That's not what HRMP does. HRMP gets you the payroll. They get you the taxes. They do all your taxes for you, and they get you the HR, and they give you choices on the other stuff. You are really saving money when you go with HRMP. Look at what you're doing with your admin company, or if you're doing it yourself, stop. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
That's my favorite. When Abigail is here and we do News of the Weird, she turns red. 713-780-3776 is the number here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Landry Locker in for Lance today. No, he's not a Syracuse guy. I mean,
yeah, I don't. How'd that's you get insulting. That? Did you hear me?
You're
talk?
A Lubbock guy.
I'm a Austin guy. Anywhere in Texas, I'm an anywhere in Texas guy. All over.
All right,
but yeah, Austin all day.
So you are a Horn, and you. And so your family's big Horn fans?
My parents met at UT.
Okay.
And then
so you disappointed them mightily by not going.
Mightily. Out. And I took it a little too serious. Texas football I took a little too serious to the point where people don't think this is like true. It's actually true. So I was working at the newspaper, at the radio station in Lubbock, and when Crabtree scored the touchdown, I was so like high strung and stressed out on it. I got shingles and I gave my roommate and this is how you can prove it. I gave my roommate, who I guess didn't have friends in elementary school, I gave him chicken pox. So a grown-ass dude, like, because shingles can give chicken pox, he had chicken pox. And that's when I took a step back and said, I don't need to really care about this that much. That was what it took. The getting
but
shingles.
You were going to school in love. You were at Tech, but you hated so much that Crabtree caught that pass.
Oh yeah, and I played basketball with those guys. So like Crabtree, all those guys that were that like it was Harold, all of them. Like they, I mean, I just rooted for Texas. It's just kind
that's
of
just
a thing.
What you do.
It's just a thing.
And this year,
Texas,
yeah.
A little concerned. They could have lost four games last year. I'm a little concerned. I also think, and this is. I kind of think the divorce is going to play a little bit of a factor for Sark too. I know that sounds crazy, but I just don't know. Like, if you got divorced, do you think you'd be able to do your job better?
I wouldn't. But if I got divorced, you know, it'll cost my wife a lot. So she's not divorced. So you know what? I'm getting half of all that. Half. So she ain't divorcing me. I don't have to worry about that.
Is it coming here in a mink coat?
Yeah, I would. I definitely would. I would. Well. The thing about Sark, if it was me, you know, I'm out every night, I'm drinking every night, you know, Sark has to stay away from that. He's got to make sure that he's, I don't know about his personal life. I don't care about it.
Well, the thing is that it was, they did many features on how important she was. She was like the first lady of Texas football. So I wouldn't bring it up if it hadn't, like there was many times where it was like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without her. And she's the first, she gets me dressed up. She keeps me grounded and all that stuff. And now it just kind of seems, but on top of that, the SEC, I just think it's going to be more difficult. I don't think you reload as easily as people think that Texas is going to reload this year.
Their schedule's pretty easy.
For an SEC schedule.
For an SEC schedule, it's real easy.
But they could have lost to the Cougs. They could have lost to TCU. Kansas State kind of bailed them out last year.
Yep.
So, yeah, in the moment, I think if Sark has 2 months to prepare for, like, Michigan or Alabama, I think he's going to be fine. But I think in the moment, I think it'll be a little bit tougher. They could lose 3-4 games. You could still lose 3 and get in, though, this year.
Yeah, you can. Actually, you can. I'm a playoff guy.
Like this 12?
I like it.
You don't think it's too much?
Nope.
Did you fill out your 12, your preseason 12 playoff?
No, I haven't. I don't know. But But I really like the 12.
You don't think it's too much?
I don't.
See,
why?
I wanted six. Two buys and then six. 12 is just, it's a lot.
130-some teams, whatever it is, vying for six spots. There's no playoff in any sport that is that's as tight as that. 12 teams, I mean, listen, it's going to make for a much better regular season because I got two losses. I'm still vying for it. If you got two losses before, you're like, well, this season's over. We suck. We're done. But we still got a shot now with two losses.
But then the win doesn't – it's not as crucial to win.
It absolutely is as crucial to win.
How?
And at the end of the season, everybody that's still in, it's the same as having the wild cards. I mean, I'm still in. Everybody is more involved. So, everybody is going to be caring about the college football season at the end of the year way more because of this.
I think
maybe early in the season, losses aren't going to be as important.
Yeah.
Aren't going to be as big a deal. But at the end of the season, when all of these teams are still involved and they still could get in the top 12, there's going to be a lot more interest.
Yeah, but what happens when you're like, let's say you're Alabama and you're undefeated. Do you, like, is there going to be a situation where you're resting your guys against Auburn so that you can get the home game instead of the bye? I don't know.
You want the bye for sure.
Or the home game. Or just rest your guys.
Well, you're going to get a home game in the second round, but you get a bye. Why would you not want the bye?
Because you get a home game and you can play Tulane or something like that.
Well, I don't know. I'd much rather have a bye if I'm a coach.
I don't know. And even in the SEC championship game, like if Alabama's undefeated, you're going to get a bye no matter what, whether you win or lose, right?
Well, okay, but
then what are you doing?
So last year, it did. I mean, if you're undefeated like Georgia was, it didn't even matter if they won. They were in the playoff 2 years ago. I mean, they were still in, no matter what happened.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. But what happens now if you're assured a bye? Instead of just getting into the Final Four, what if you're assured a bye and you're in the SEC or Big 12 championship game? What are you going to do?
Well, you're not assured a bye. If you're in the championship game and you lose the championship, that team gets the bye.
Yeah.
The team that beat you gets the bye.
Yeah, and then you get the home game, right?
You get the home game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
So how far do you want this to go? How big do you want this playoff to be?
I'm fine with this right now. Let's see how it works.
It's gonna,
you know,
get
what?
Bigger,
and it's
right?
going to be, watch, it's going to be, they're going to add it to, they're going to make it 16.
Oh, it's going to get to 16, yeah. And then it's going to get to 24, 32. And then pretty soon it's going to be high school football.
What? And what's wrong with that?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just, I like when I'm watching a squad and it feels like their season ended in week 10. Well, and I know that that's not
how many
ideal
in the NFL
everyone.
Get in? Out of 32.
Yeah, the NFL, though, is just it's a different beast. I like the magnitude. The reality is we're talking about the two best sports, right, because of the magnitude no matter what. So we're talking about the two most popular. But, yeah, the NFL just has, like, a different vibe. College just has that, man. Every game feels like a playoff. And it'll probably still be around. It'll probably still happen. But six, eight, something like that for me would have been fine. And I actually didn't even hate the BCS as much as – a lot of people.
I think it's stupid the way they've done it for years. And first of all, people selecting it, not play in, earn your way in, and they still, granted, they still got to select it, but the top eight or so are going to be real evident. It's going to be really clear. It's the last four that get in that are going to be like,
Yeah. If you thought there were arguments about the fourth and sixth, just wait till you get eight to like 20.
Well, when there's only four, though, and there's a big argument. It means something. That fourth spot means something. 12, you're like, just like the NCAA tournament. 68, now all of okay, well, we should have been in. Well, you're 69.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Do you embrace debate on that? How do you feel about those? Do you watch those, like, CFP shows where they're doing the CFP rankings in, like, week six? Or do you kind of just take
that? Oh, no,
that
I do. I do. Yeah.
And embrace the debate? Who should be in?
Absolutely. I've been disappointed in, you know, you lose two early games. If you're, you know, 5 weeks in, you lost two games, the season's over for you. But now it's not going to be over for you.
Do you think we're going to see guys opting out of the playoff at big schools?
I don't think so. I think that would show the NFL that you're not somebody I want. If you start opting out of playoff games, then you don't love it, boy. Yeah, I don't want you on my team.
Yeah, because I think they've been forgiving of bowl games. I know last year we played for Georgia, and Kirby Smart was like real happy about that. But I do think there's a certain line in the sand where if you're gonna go to bat with these guys all the time and then bail on them in a playoff, that's a red flag.
You start doing that and you show that you know what, you're just in it for I don't know what you're in it for, but you ain't in it. You ain't gonna be on my NFL team, I'll tell you that. And then the question was, well, does this make all the other bowls insignificant? And the answer is, all the other bowls are already insignificant.
Yeah, that's been the case for a long time.
And you know what? The bowl system is antiquated, and quite frankly, I mean, it's a nice reward for teams, and you know, the kids go and enjoy it. For you know, you get more coaching for it. You get to spend more time with your team, and it's a reward. But it doesn't mean anything. It hasn't meant anything for a long time.
They've made a mockery of it. I mean, they're pouring mayonnaise on guys and stuff after bowl games. Right. Like, it's just kind of they're not even trying.
We're breaking it here. One of your team. I mean, let's see. You know what? The Cougs got a chance to get into the postseason this year. I mean, they honestly do. Now everybody's got a chance to get in. And if you want to see, you know, the start of the season, it's this Saturday, August 31st, 6 p.m. at TDECU, Willie Fritz's first game, a new era in Houston Cougar football. Do you want to go? We're going to be giving away tickets, 45 minutes from now? So keep on listening here. We've got tickets to give away for the Cougars game. They start at just $15, though. I mean, it's a great way. Look, can you afford to take your kids to an NFL game? I don't know. If it's an awfully expensive experience. You want big time football? You got it. UNLV's coming to town. The Cougs going to take them on. You got the big time atmosphere that your kids can go enjoy. It's nothing like being there. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. It'll be a little cooler out. $15 is all it costs to get in the door. 713 Go Cougs. 713 Go Cougs. UHCougars.com/tickets. UHCougars.com/tickets. Come early. Be loud. Wear red. UHtickets.com, UHCougars.com/tickets.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. Landry Locker in for Lance today. Having a procedure. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. And Dell will be gone maybe forever. We don't know that Dell's ever returning, Abigail, so this could be yours for this golden job could be yours forever.
Could be. He's in solitary confinement.
He is? Dell is?
Yeah.
He's with his mom.
With Paul. Paul's out too.
Paul's out too? Oh.
I know.
Yeah, that's a shame. So CeeDee Lamb gets 136. Second highest ever. 100 guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus, 100 guaranteed. Is it too much? It's not, if you want to know the truth.
It's not for them, but I do wonder, is it, do you, as good as these guys are, the Jeffersons, the Hills, and the Lambs, wouldn't you rather have what the Texans have, where you have like three guys on that second tier and you're not having to pay one guy $40 million, like Nico Collins for 3 and 72, and then Tank Dell on his rookie deal? It does feel like that feels a little bit better than, you know, giving these great receivers, I'm not taking anything away from them, $40 million.
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb is the only receiver they have, though.
Yeah, it's it.
It's that was a must, because without him, that's the worst wide receiver room in the league. It's not even close. So he had, and by the way, CeeDee Lamb is that offense. CeeDee Lamb is fantastic. Yes, I would rather, but you know, there's not a lot of guys like Yordan took the money, but Kyle Tucker ain't, you know? So Nico took the money, but Diggs ain't, right? So, and we'll see what Tank does and whether or not Tank is going to be able to get, max dollar, quote unquote, max dollars. I don't know. We'll find out over the next couple of years whether or not he's going to be in that neighborhood. But yeah, would I rather not pay a guy $40 million a year? But I really would like to have CeeDee Lamb. Would you rather have CeeDee Lamb or any of the Texans wide receivers?
Well, I think he's better. But I do like the structure that they have, where they have these guys that they can kind of, you know, not have to pay. I think once you have to pay that, you find yourself having to make really tough decisions. Like the Dolphins, they had to basically get rid of a large chunk of their squad because they're eventually going to have to pay Tua, and they they were eventually going to have to pay Tua, and they had the Tyreek Hill thing. But yeah, I definitely think CD's better. I guess I'm just saying all this to say to localize that I like the layout of where the Texans are right now at wide receiver. I don't think Nico's in that class. Like when these contracts were getting given out, I saw Jefferson got his contract. I was like, well, that makes the Nico Collins deal. I'm like, I don't know that they have anything to do with each other.
No. Nico did it for basically three quarters of a season, and Justin Jefferson's the best receiver in the league, along with CeeDee Lamb. I don't know which one I would take if you want to know the truth. I'm that high on CeeDee.
I feel like you're taking, if you have the number one pick in your fantasy draft, you're taking CeeDee. I'm feeling you kind of gushing over him.
That's different, though, because Justin doesn't have a quarterback. So that's a big difference. I had CD last year and it was great.
No wonder you love him so much.
Yeah, no. He's fantastic. I love
him. He won you some money. That's the he won me some money look right there.
Yes, it
you.
Is. Yes, he did. He
won me I can see it. He won me the look.
Nice cash. So, no, that's what and you know what? He wins for the Cowboys. Look, Dak ain't Dak. They're not even near the football team. I don't know if they don't make the playoffs without CeeDee Lamb.
No, they don't.
They don't make the playoffs.
They don't.
So they've got to have that guy. And Jerry Jones doing all the crap that he did certainly wasn't helpful. We got that question from somebody. Did GM Jerry overpay? No,
that's market value. I think he kind of it was more drama than there needed to be. Like, it's not like what did you gain from holding out here? Like, what did you gain from it? Like, you gave him basically what he was wanting the whole time. So I don't know if he overpaid, but I mean, it's probably drug out a little bit more than it probably should have.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is what you're going to get. Jamar's the next one that's going to get it. You know what? He has a big season this year, and that's the guy I would focus on. If I'm fourth or fifth in fantasy, you know, Jamar Chase is a guy that I'm grabbing right away because he's got something to prove this year.
I would take him before Jefferson this year, honestly.
Yeah. I think he is going before Jefferson.
Yeah.
But I think McCaffrey and Breece Hall, you know, those are running backs are tough to pass up. Bijan is right there as well. So, I mean, there's some tough decisions to make when you're at the third or fourth pick of your fantasy draft, but I think Chase is going to have a huge, as long as Joe can stay healthy.
Yeah, and that's a big ask. That's a big if.
Yeah,
that's a big if.
That's a really big ask right now. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, what did you think of the first day of the U.S. Open?
I didn't think much of the first day of the U.S. Open, if we're being completely honest.
What did you think, Abigail?
I didn't think a lot.
I also didn't think anything of
it. You didn't think anything of it?
Did not.
Yeah, no. I didn't think about it either.
John, okay. What did you think of the U.S. Open?
I didn't think one thought.
I thought you were about to break it down.
I did see that, like, Coco Gauff was playing or something. That's what I saw. I mean, yeah.
Did she win?
Hmm?
Did she win? See?
I have no idea. Did she?
I feel like if she lost, we would know. I do know. I do feel that. But yeah,
I don't know. I don't think anybody cares.
Have you ever been to a tennis match?
I have at River Oaks.
Cool?
River Oaks.
No, like a real tennis match, like a pro?
Wait. That's a real what River Oaks is like?
I'm not talking about like the tennis lesson, whatever, the lady out there that's doing whatever. I'm talking about like a real tennis match.
Like a professional tennis match.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
I haven't.
I don't know if I would enjoy it. Have you been to a NASCAR?
Wait, I think I have. I think at Gallery at Westside Tennis Club they had the pros there.
It must not have been that great.
I think I have been to one.
Have you been to a NASCAR race? Everyone says that's...
I have not. No.
Okay. Me neither. Golf, yeah. Golf, obviously. Yes.
I've been to the Indy 500 in the...
Is that cool?
It's really cool in the infield. Just a gigantic party.
Yeah.
It's just loud, though.
But anything's a party, right?
Yes, right. You can make a party anywhere, but it's a lot of fun.
You golf a lot, don't you?
I do.
How often?
Sometimes.
He's golfing tomorrow, aren't you, John?
I'm golfing tomorrow. All right. How'd you know that?
Yesterday. You told me.
I told you that yesterday? Oh. Okay.
So what are you
shooting?
I didn't
want to reveal that, but yeah. I golfed yesterday at Wildcat. It was wonderful.
You scratch golfer?
No, I'm not a scratch golfer.
What are you? Like 6 handicap, 7? About that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Do you play with guys that are scratch golfers?
No, hell no. So you're the best. I play with guys that are worse than me. That's how you make money.
That's how you do it. Okay.
Yes.
And y'all gamble.
You do not play with guys that are better than you.
How many Coors Lights do you drink on the course? If like in an average round,
An average round is probably 6 to 8.
Okay, there you go. So you're not you're enjoying yourself while you're going these days.
Every three holes you have another one.
Okay,
you pop another one.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's it.
And you tip the cart girl, right? You got to
always.
Yeah, or do you just take? Do you have a chest? Ice chest?
There's always one on
Look
the cart.
At you man.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I can see that tan. That you tan don't didn't play come golf? Nowhere. I quit. I retired. I gave away my clubs. I actually had the clubs customized. I was like, man, I can't do this anymore. I might step back into it 5 years from now. I just can't do it. I'm holding people back. It's taking too long. There was a time where I could get the first tee time, and you get there like 6:45. I finished in like an hour and a half. Just hacking. But once you had to start waiting, you had to start sitting in the sun. I needed to step away from the game.
That doesn't bother me at all. That's a good 5 hours right there. That's the best five hours you'll spend all day.
Come on.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Five hours.
Well, yeah, there's some, well.
Five-hour
rounds suck. Don't get me wrong.
You're probably a turn guy, too, though.
What?
Like you'll probably play 18, and then you'll be like, hey, I'm gonna go get me, well, get me six more, E9. Get me eight more.
We played an E9 before.
Okay.
Especially if it's a good match. Let's go. You done yet? Okay, let's go. No, you want to go? Yeah, we'll go.
And the poor cart guy's back, because I used to work at a golf course. The poor cart guy's sitting there like, man, this SOB out here. I can't go to my house party and this jackass is out there getting 18 in as the sun is down.
27 or 36 in. Did Coco Golf begins U.S. Open with a easy victory. There you go.
There you
Coco go. Golf won, everybody, just there so you know. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Landry Locker with us here in studio. 1 hour in. We've got a couple to go. I'm talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm talking about John Clay Wolf. I'm talking about a guy who's going to give you more for your vehicle. If you're selling your car, there's one place that you have to. I say this all the time. There's one place you have to go. You know why? I just looked up my vehicle the other day, as a matter of fact, and I found out what Give Me the VIN, what it was worth, because I'm looking into possibly changing when we go to LA, need a different kind of car, whatever. But Give Me the VIN, tell me exactly what it was worth. And here's the deal. Now you go armed, and you can go anywhere and know where your starting base is. And then you go back to Give Me the VIN and say, well, they're offering me this much. Well, either John Clay Wolf is going to give you more and give you more than they offered, or he's going to say, here, I'll send you $100. Because if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to give you $100. You're looking for the best way to sell a vehicle. There's one place that you have to go. No questions asked. You have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.